I was going to play that live, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to. So, So I'm starting this really, really quickly, and I just wanted to let everybody know about Grandma and Grandpa Stern. So, yeah. So, Katarina Six on our website just posted a picture. And it happened to be of, I guess it was Deborah, just had a lovely baby. And now Howard is a grandpa. So I'm going to show it to you so that you can see the wonderful little baby here. Hang on a second. Let me get it up for you. You don't need to hear my opening. Let's move on. Let's move on, shall we? Okay, so congratulations, Grandma and Grandpa Stern. So I guess it was Deborah had a baby, and she posted it on Instagram. Her Instagram is private. One of our girls was able to get a hold of it. Don't even know where. Didn't even think to do any research on how she got it. But here's the cute baby. Here, hang on. Look how cute. Okay, so Deborah, Jennifer, Colin, Christy, and I could not be more excited to share the birth of our daughter. Welcome to the world, Naomi, Hannah. So yeah, here is little baby Sternlet. So the big question is Howard going to mention it on air? Is this going to be a big issue? Is Deborah the one? No, that's okay. So I probably have the wrong one, don't I? No, it is Deborah. Emily is the one who sings the horrific Zuzu songs and stuff like that. I don't even know that she dates anybody, to be honest with you. But yeah, so and Palma already remember Noelle. Okay, so stop with the conspiracy theories. I don't think that Noelle is even part of them. But I have to tell you, so this is the original picture that they put up. But in reality, the real picture is right there. There you go. So, and her actual name is Bianca Yoda Amy Pizza. So this is what the baby actually looks like. I think that she Beetlejuice is the father. I think that the baby definitely has Grandpa Saul hair. So this is kind of cool. This is all I really wanted to say to you guys. I wanted us to be the first ones to podcast out there that that Howard is a grandfather. Our skater boy is actually a grandfather. Even more impressive to me, though, is the fact that Beth is now a grandma. So how fabulous is it that these two, this beautiful, hot, sexy, amazing couple are now grandparents. And the worst part about it is that it's probably Beyonce. The worst part about it is that Howard is so panicked to ever leave his house. What do you think the odds are that he'll see that baby in like the next year or so? Seriously. I doubt highly. I know it's late night. I know. I'm sitting here. It's 10:19. I'm watching Nosferatu. I go onto our website. I see that somebody posted that that she had a baby, legit right outside my window about 15 minutes ago. There was this tremendous Black Lives Matter protest going on at the police station across the street from me. So it was kind of freaking me out. I didn't even go out to get anything to eat. I feel like trapped in my apartment. So I saw that and I thought instantly, let's just throw something up here and listen to your comments about it. So I'm here by myself. I didn't even ask anybody else to come on with me, but Robin, Beth is the hottest grandmother on the planet. That's exactly right. So it's going to be really interesting to. Okay, we are definitely not doing an all-nighter. I have absolutely nothing to talk about. I really don't. We're going to be doing a weeks in review show probably over the weekend. And just to kind of throw out there about Beth being the, sitting in the Jackie chair now, I guess, and how she basically passes out after standing up for you know, 20 minutes or so, or whatever it was. So yeah, we're going to be doing it. So yeah, that's the big question. Is he going to mention it? Is this going to be something that Howard talks about? Will he not say a word about it? No, he has to. I don't know. You know, maybe he's on vacation this week because he did go out there. I doubt that highly. I can't even imagine. Beth had posted an incredibly bizarre picture of herself on Instagram today. So as I'm talking, I'll see if I can wrangle that for you guys. It was really kind of weird. D-List posted it on the website, and there's some strange shenanigans going on with it. There's like this really weird Photoshop of her neck to make it look like she's, I guess that she doesn't have any kind of wrinkles or anything like that. So yeah, it was kind of a strange picture. So hang on, I'm going to pull that up for you as well so that you can see what's going on in the world of Beefus. All right, here we go. Hang on a second. Let me get over there. Hang on, my friends. Okay. Don't know if you can see this. All right, let me get rid of that quote that's up there now. Because right now, of course, I don't know how to do that. Oh, God damn it, Lisa, I can't get rid of you right now. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. All right, so this is the picture that she posted. I'm sure this is around the same time that the baby was birthed. So check out what's going on here. And D-List made an incredible observation on it. Here, check it out. So what the hell is this bizarre gray area going? No, that is not a nip slip. But look at what's going on here. Like, what is this, like, really bizarre gray fuzzy shading she did to her neck? She's very big into the Photoshopping, I guess. She's not really that good at it. But yeah, here she is snuggling her own child. And I'm going to go with the fact that she's not going to be one to be called grandma. I think that's definitely what's going to be happening here. I know, everybody says yuck. I wish COVID on Marion from Brooklyn. Yeah, no shit, me too. So yeah, the baby will inherit the wet look fortune when Grandpa Wiggy Pit, no shit. So yeah, that's exactly what's going to wind up happening. So I don't even know what she does for a living. Didn't some people say that she owned like a Dunkin' Donuts or something like that? There she is. There's our girl. Thank you so much. Can you actually post in the comments here how you found that? We're probably not the ones breaking it, but that's okay. I don't really care if we are or not. But yeah, Katerina, if you could let us know how you got to find that picture, because her Instagram is absolutely blocked from all of us. I went there immediately to go check it out. Yeah, horse skin is showing through, exactly. You didn't miss anything. I just came on. I'm definitely going to talk about the Artie thing in a moment too. I just came on to let everybody know that Howard is a grandfather, and Beth, more importantly, is definitely a grandmother. So it's kind of bizarre. Here's the actual picture of the cute little baby. Yeah, this hot, sexy couple, grandma, grandpa, very excited for them. The other thing that's going on in our world today, yeah, totally. You know what it is? They have those eyes that are kind of like almost like Russian, you know? They're almost Asian in terms of like their squintiness. I don't want to comment any more than that, but it does kind of look like that. Seanzi was talking, I guess, tonight about the fact that he believes, according to Jim Florentine, that Artie happens to, in fact, be with his mother. I don't know. I'm going to pull it up for you guys so that we can talk about that really quickly. Oh, Princess Kitty is the one who actually put that up. Cool. So here we go. Hang on. Let me blow this up for you, and then I will show it to you. Just give me a second. And we go to that screen. Okay, So apparently, according to Cyan-Z, according to Jim Florentine, who said he spoke to Artie's sister, that Artie is at his mom's recovering with endless pasta fazool and broccoli rub. And apparently Jim spoke to Stacy. So I find that to be a really, really curious thing. Okay, yeah, before we get there, what does Deborah's husband do? Deborah's husband is like a woodworker. He's actually very, very handy, a very skilled craftsman. And he does woodworking, I believe. He has a website. I guess you guys can Google it at some point. But yeah, he has a website. That's what he does. I'm not necessarily sure what she does. I think they all went to the 5 or 6 year program at college, and they became what most, you know, kids who never have to work again in their lives become: social workers, you know, or you know, teachers, or continue on to their master's and then go on to another degree and then try and figure out what they're going to do with the rest of their lives whilst they have daddy's money. So yeah, okay, so here's the weird thing, that why would Artie be with his mom? So first off, his mom also lives in Jersey. I think she lives really, really close by. And, you know, I've talked about in the past, and you can believe me or not, but I truly believe that Artie has financial issues. I know Cyan was talking about him having a book deal and that he was using the money towards going into a rehab or whatever, but I can't believe that for a second, because back when he first went to drug jail, a guy who claimed that he was his agent had texted me and said, "Hey, Monique, I'm going to be doing a fundraiser for Artie because he's really, really concerned about the fact that he's going to be in this, you know, drug facility or whatever, and he's not going to have enough money to support his mom." And I'm like, "Well, what's the plan? Like, what do you want to do?" And, you know, he was going to do like a line of t-shirts and some other shit like this. I'm not even really even sure. And then I never heard from him again. So I was under the impression that he really didn't have any kind of money. So therefore, you know, him using whatever money he has to go into rehab didn't kind of make sense to me. So would it be really, really weird if he had to like give up his apartment and actually become like Artie the incel and move in with his mother and sleep on like a twin bed in her second bedroom? Would that be like the most bizarre thing in the entirety of the world? Yeah, believe me, if I was Artie's mother, I don't even know what I would think of my completely poorly afflicted son. But don't forget, you know, she's also very much the enabler, you know, very much, you know, I think sometimes with Italian moms, and I had a Puerto Rican one, she, you know, she never cooked, but I think a lot of times with like the Italian ones, they tend to feed away the pain, like feed away the anxiety and feed away the sadness. So, you know, just throw as much food as you humanly can at him. But think about that. Think about the fact that she would go over there with like 5 or 6 days worth of food for Artie to eat. And, you know, here he is basically snorting or shooting up in the bathroom till 2 or 3 in the morning. And, you know, and she's maybe overlooking it. No, I don't think he has money put away. You guys, I really, really don't. I really, really don't. I think that he has spent a lot of money. He's also a big giver. And, you know, above and beyond the whole Scott Salem thing, I think that he's a giver. And that he uses that as his way to assuage his guilt about being just, you know, so fucked up all the time. So I kind of feel like he's, you know, he's done a lot of shit. He's gone a lot of places. He's done a lot of drugs, and not that drugs are expensive anymore these days, or I don't know. I don't know what they cost these days, but yeah, so he's used a lot of money. You know, he had to sell that house. Remember, he sold it at like a substantial drop in price because he had to sell it. Don't forget, guys, he had to sell it. He could have lived in that house and given up his apartment in Hoboken, but he had to sell that. That was the more expensive property. So he had to get rid of it. Yes, gambling too. Oh my God, you are 1,000% right. Yeah, I like that comment. Old world ethnic moms are the best and worst mothers wrapped in one. It's true. You know, they'll feed you to death and they'll nanny you to death. I know. I'm a drug addict. I know. But I think that, what's fun to go say? In mom's defense, she's not a shrink. She doesn't know what else to do. She's definitely an enabler, but sadly lost some. Yeah, no kidding. My mom, you know, enabler from day one. I know the type, but, you know, sometimes that actually borders on smother. And if that's what you're going to rely on, listen, that's precisely why he went to his mom's. You know, Stacy actually has a really, really decent job in the city. She also works in the garment center, not too far from where I work. And I'm sure she makes pretty good money. And I'm sure that she's like the, you know, level-headed one who's like, yeah, there's no way Artie's coming to my house. He's going to stay with mom. But I just think that replacement doses are expensive. But I just think that... Yeah, living in the beach house, it would have been harder for him to get drugs. No, see, the problem is, I think anywhere he went, he would have his coterie of people who would follow him. And I really, and I hate to say it, but I firmly believe, do you remember when there was that video of him working at the gas station? And I guess it was like a work release program or whatever was happening. I kind of feel like he allowed that to happen. Like he allowed people to videotape him being at that gas station so that his dealers could come to him at the gas station and deliver drugs to him. That's my theory. That's what I'm sticking with. Yes, I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. I can cook and I tan well. That's the way it works. Stacey worked with Mark Harris in the garment. Yeah. Oh, I don't think she worked with Mark Harris. I don't think Mark. That's a really interesting question. Yeah, I remember that Mark was in the garment center, but I feel like it was before, like, even my time. Like, I feel like he was already in L.A. trying to woo that old bag Martha Ray well after he was in the garment center. I feel like Stacey worked for, like, Calvin Klein or something. I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty positive I know. But again, everything in the garment center kind of sucks right now. Everybody I know got like between a 30 and 50% pay cut. And those salaries are not coming back. And, you know, there's no goods coming into the States. It's kind of crazy. We're in a really shitty, shitty thing. So, yeah. So if you missed the news, why I'm here is to just let you guys all know that. Kyle, I know Kyle believes the gas station theory, too. We talked about it, Kyle and I. I'm going to have him on one day, I think. It'll be fun. We'll just kind of do like a little gossip thing. Ralph Lauren, that might be right, Beanie Mac. You're probably right. It was one of those guys. So if you missed it, yeah, Cyan Z is his name. Kyle is his actual name, but he goes by Cyan Z or whatever it's called. So that's my theory and I'm sticking with it. I don't understand the theory behind Artie being with his mom unless he lost his apartment. I gotta believe that he has the better home with the view and the whole thing, but I just don't know enough. And either way, this is absolutely month five that we have not heard from Mr. Lang. So it's sad and unfortunate, but true, and that's all there is to it. A couple of people were asking about the interview I did with Elliot Offen, which was really, really bizarre, and a lot of you were kind of confused about this, like how that kind of went down. So I wasn't in the room with him. I was away that weekend when I got to interview him. And he was recording his podcast at Grillo's house apartment. And so I knew that I'd have that just a short amount of time to be with him, which was kind of like 30 minutes or something like that. And that's all it was. So there was so much I couldn't get to. A lot of you guys had thrown questions out there that you would love to hear answered. But you know what the reality is? I don't know that he could actually give you a coherent answer to anything. I kind of thought I stumped him for a second with the whole, do you think Howard is gay? Because I've never heard him silent and actually pensively thinking about something. So I thought that was kind of curious. But I didn't get to a lot of stuff. So then the next week, when I came back into the city, Gula had called me and said, Elliot's doing a podcast. Why don't you come over and meet him? So that's all that happened. You know, so I threw on my mask. I ran out. You know, Gula only lives like a couple blocks away from me. And I ran over to his apartment and I met Elliot. We didn't get anywhere near each other. You know, totally kept my distance, nor did he want to touch anybody, to be honest with you. You know, as much as he's crazy, he's also a germaphobe. And so he doesn't really come near anybody. So he's a little bit weird that way. So, you know, that's basically what happened there. I'm hoping to have him on again. I would love to, just simply because it's deliciously insane. And I also have somebody working really, really hard to get us Sour Shoes, just so you know. So I'm really, really close to that. And I know John will love doing that as well. So I'm kind of excited about that happening. Did Elliot put the 30-minute time limit on the interview? No, actually, it was Grillo. So as I'm talking to Elliot, Miss Elegante, sorry, as I'm talking to her, I'm literally in the middle of talking and Grill is like texting me furiously. Come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. I gotta go. I can't have him in my house anymore. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. And it was kind of freaking me out because I'm trying to talk to him and I'm also reading all these stupid freaking texts that are coming through. And he kind of pushed me to be finished with the interview. Nonetheless, he's going to be doing a show on Aftershocks, I guess. Not even really sure how that's going down. He's really, really hard to kind of peg. So it's going to be kind of like a weird thing. Yeah, totally looking forward to the Sour Shoes thing if that winds up happening. And for those of you who are just tuning in, actually the baby was named Bianca Yoda Amy Pizza. So that's really the baby. It's got Uncle Saul's hair, you know, Grandpa Saul's hair, looking really, really hot there. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I can't believe 144 of you are listening to this. This is just kind of a little shit show on a Friday night with the Black Lives Matter protest going on outside my door. Does anything you guys want to ask while I'm sitting here? By all means, be my guest or else I'm going to be hanging it up. Like I said, we're going to do a weeks in review, probably just kind of focus in on one or two key things with Beth in the third chair, and that's it. Wondering, I'm really kind of curious how she feels that, like, what is she, 48, to be a grandmother? Or does she even get considered as a grandmother? Or does she get to be called, like, Nana? Or does she get to be called, like, Bethy? Or something stupid like that, because there's no way she's going to be wanting to be known as grandma. What do you mean you can't believe I'm sober? Of course I'm sober. I'm normally sober, you asshole. Well, okay, that's probably a lie, but a glass or two of wine does not make me drunk. Granted, when I used to do the show with, what's her face, whose name I can't even remember right now, Grace, who, by the way, I just want you to know, lives like a block away from me. I've never seen her since the last day we did a show together. Never seen her in the street, never seen her like out at a restaurant, nothing. I've never seen her. She is legitimately a block away from me, and I have never seen her. I think that's kind of weird, huh? Yeah, so that's all I got. Paw, paw. All right, so is there anything else you guys want to know about or talk about? I know, I'm bored too. I'm watching Nosferatu. I put it on pause so that we could talk about Grandma and Grandpa Stern. And that's kind of it. I'm just, you know, Bobby. I just kind of feel like he's not going to see the baby for a while. You know, I don't think that he's going to let anybody into his house. Either that or he's giving us like a total crock of shit about, you know, getting out of the house. That picture I just showed you guys of Beth, she was all dressed up. She had on like this frilly blouse and, you know, the usual caked on eyelash mascara. But yeah, I don't think he's going to see that baby for a while. So it'd be interesting to see if he mentions it. It'll be really interesting to see if he mentions that fucking Ellen, who, by the way, you know, see you next Tuesday, of extraordinary measures. You know, Xavier's been posting a lot of like all these stars that are coming out to kind of back her. And, you know, it's just so weird to me that you would think it's like, yeah, okay, Jay Leno, multi-bazillionaire. Of course she's going to be nice to you. Like, of course she's going to be nice to you, Ashton Kutcher. Of course she's going to be nice to you, Katy Perry. You guys don't work with her. You don't know what a twat she probably is. I think it's just kind of like a ridiculous, ridiculous notion that people would have to, you know, do the PR machine to let everyone know that Ellen is like a wonderful person. And I can almost guarantee you that Howard, is he on Monday? I don't even know. But that Howard will probably have like Marianne call in or something and say, Howard, did you hear what happened with Ellen? You know, she's such a wonderful human being. She's so wonderful to everybody. And then he'll go into a whole dissertation about what a wonderful person she is. But you can all go fuck yourselves, because you know what? You're not the poor little minion working in the back. And everybody who works in entertainment knows that if you badmouth somebody at a company, especially as big as Ellen is, you really will never work in this town again. You will not get another job as like a, you know, cameraman or as a PA or anything like that. So you, I'd do Ellen again. Yeah, Ellen is repulsive to me. Do you think Howard's going to go to Spotify? So that's a really interesting question. I think the only thing that would stop him from doing it, like I think that that whole stupid article about Spotify wanting to talk to Howard about coming to him, I think that's just a stalking horse for him to have a better negotiation tactic with Sirius. You know, he's as lazy as they come. He literally rolls out of bed, goes downstairs, does a show for 3 hours, and, you know, and then claims to be busy the rest of the day, but God knows what he does. And I can't imagine that that type of input, you know, a 3 day, 3 hour, right? So now we're down to 9 hours a week. So they gave Joe Rogan what? Similar amount of money, like 90 million. I don't know how many shows Joe Rogan does. I don't really listen to him, but I don't think that he, yeah, Howard's taking paternity leave like Shirley did, exactly. But I don't think that he would do it simply because when you go to a company like Spotify, he'll be behind a paywall, and then you'll have to quantify your numbers and the dollars that you're making. So I don't see him ever wanting to do something where he has to be beholden to the numbers that he has. And since Spotify, you know, ostensibly Sirius was supposed to work the way Spotify does, right? So we pay this monthly admission to listen to free music, but, you know, here he is with his stupid ass commercials. And I think that was just another way of him making additional money from the, because 90 million isn't enough. But behind a paywall at Spotify, it's really not a commercial driven entity. It's really podcasts and, you know, radio shows and or podcasts. So I don't think that he would do that, because then he'd be beholden to numbers. And I think it would be kind of different. Okay. So yeah, thank you for telling me. So Rogan does 3 to 4, sometimes 5 shows a week. So that's not going to happen with Howard. You know, he's what, 66 now? Basically on Medicare, right? And he may need the money. I'm not sure. I mean, as weird as it sounds when you make like $90 million. Yeah, he thinks of old New Media, CB Radio. He would also never follow Rogan. No, you're probably 1,000% right. And since Sirius already has Pandora, which sucks balls, I see Sirius trying to buy up all these little podcast entities so that they can be in competition with Spotify. So I don't think it would happen. I think he's way too comfortable at his job. And you got to know that, you know, with a staff of 70, which I can't even imagine for the life of me are still an actual 70 person staff. You know, he would do his show with maybe Robin and have Beth hanging out. You hardly hear Fred at all unless Ronnie is on. And Gary, and just ride the wave until it comes crashing down, and then that'll be the end of it. So yeah, that's my thought. Howard's been doing 3 shows a week since he was, yeah, interesting. You're exactly right. So yeah, that's all I got. Stormy Broadcast SCB. Well, yeah, but the money's not going to be right. You know, it's like Spotify doesn't exactly have Netflix money. I think if he did anything, he would do the interview thing. But again, you know, nobody wants to see Howard do some shitty Zoom interview. So the reality is, unless this COVID is kind of maintained and stable by the time January comes rolling around, there's no way you're going to get him into the room with another human being. And there's nobody who needs to see him on his shitty Zoom thing. Thank you, Richie. Why wouldn't Artie do Cameo if he needs the money? He could easily make a grand or two a week. Yeah, you're 1,000% right. I think that Artie's in a bad spot. I mean, let's think about it. The last time he was heard from was April 4th. I don't know why Xavier remembered that, but he just did. So it was April 4th was the last thing he posted, and it was about a podcast he had been on like a month before that. And then persona non grata, like he's just gone. And how Artie is basically like a attention whore of sorts, you know? So it's really, really surprising for him to not be out there just to say, hey guys, everything's okay. Glad you're thinking of me. Cause he loves that affirmation. He loves when people say we're rooting for you, Artie, we're there for you. So it's really, really weird to me that he would be in a space in New Jersey with access to social media of any sort and not be around. So I just don't really understand how it could be. You're right. He could be making hypogeric money. Yeah, amazing. Okay, I don't even want to talk about that. Artie would do Cameo. What is this? Artie would do Cameo because his nose collapsed and he's embarrassed of the way he looks. Yeah, but he was doing a podcast with the nose collapsed. You know, he was kind of wearing it like a badge. Like he said at some point, you know, I looked in the mirror and it, you know, was a constant reminder to me of what I had become. And my personal opinion is that ever since the COVID shit hit, that as we all know, I think that the, you know, they probably weren't doing their random drug testing anymore. So he may have, you know, he may have gotten really, really, really bad. And his mommy was the only one who he could go to where he felt like safe and secure. So who knows, guys, really? I don't have any question. I don't have any answers for you. I don't think he's in the slammer, but a couple of people have said that. But you know, we would have seen it. No, we would have seen something. How it gets paid mostly in stock options. Sirius has not gone up a dime since 2006. I don't think he's made as much as his contract said. Yeah, but you know, I kind of compare it to Costco, you know, where Costco doesn't put anything out above a 12% markup because all of their money is made in memberships, all of it. And they make a shit ton of money in that. You know, Netflix, all of their money is made in memberships. So it's very easy to have a shit ton of money. Stock schmuck, you know, I believe that he sold stock to buy that $56 million home in Palm Beach. But I think that they have the cash to play with, especially for a Howard. And, you know, they're all kind of middle to late aged men. So in their world, you know, Howard is golden. I'm pretty sure they probably went to Rogan and asked him if he wanted to do a show there. And they would be really curious to know whether or not Howard, which some in my conspiracy theory coterie of people think that he is a, you know, kind of like an owner of the company, which I do not believe at all. But I think that he probably didn't want Rogan there. I bet you he squashed the deal for them to get a Rogan. So I don't know. Do you know what happened to Siobhan? No, I saw somebody had posted something about her and her Facebook page or something she was doing with animals or some weird thing like that. Oh, maybe I'm confusing her with Debbie, the pet lady or whatever the fuck her name is. All right, total speculation. Do you think Beth doesn't like Howard's parents? I think it's the other way around. Listen, they're in their 90s. I'm sure they're, you know, one is deaf. The other one's, you know, cantankerous. And I don't really think she cares one way or the other. I think it's more important that Howard like her parents than it is for her to like his. You know, they're in their waning years. I'm sure they, you know, probably never leave their home. And that's all. Yes, it is absolutely okay if you leave a message as Dracula Gottfried again. That is absolutely fine. You were killing me with those. I do have to do a voicemail show at some point. Making everybody wonder where he is. Yes, yes, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Let's see what else is going on. We made a bad investment, 78. Yeah, that's true. Remind him why he got in showbiz. I don't know what you're talking about there, David. I think I lost the tune of this. Beth is turned off by his gross desperation. Whose gross desperation? Howard's? You think Howard is grossly desperate? I don't know that that's true. I think that she had an incredibly cushy life living out in the Hamptons whilst he stayed here in the city Sunday night through Wednesday, you know, and that's when she got to go out and play with her friends and do all sorts of stuff. And then, you know, like the show I was watching, Nosferatu comes home and she's basically stuck in the house with him because he doesn't like to do things and he doesn't like to leave and he doesn't like to see people and he doesn't like to be social. So, you know, I don't believe that they don't have help in the house right now. You know, we've seen plenty of pictures of her outside where that lawn is like perfectly manicured. Yeah, so I don't believe it for a second. Beth has the emotional spectrum of a Westworld robot. No, you know what? They're a little bit higher on the spectrum. Can you imagine having a conversation with Beth all these years? You know, we did those Beth shows, parts one and two. And in part one, you know, we did a lot of the interviews that she's done, and it's all the exact same thing. The teeth got pushed in. I love animals. I save cats. Bianca is my love. There's no depth of discussion whatsoever. You know what? That's a really good idea. I would really like to do, you know what? Let me write that down. I really want to do a show on the time where Benji interviewed her. I think that's like a fascinating insight into who she really is. I don't think I've ever heard her actually be that bizarrely honest before. Because everything else she does is like pure fluffery. There's nothing of any note there. I mean, she's just a vapid vessel. Yeah, I would kill to get a hold of the Jesus twins. You guys, I mean, help me out. I'm not on Facebook, and I know a lot of these people are on Facebook, and that's how we've gotten a lot of our guests. But yeah, if you're out there and I guess it's Jesus twin. I guess it's Jesus twin. Oh, well, such is life. Okay, that's all. That's all I really want to say. Yeah, no, Stacey is gorgeous. Stacey is absolutely gorgeous. And mom is absolutely gorgeous, too. You're exactly right. Artie's women folk are very, very attractive. And wasn't Artie's aunt a Playboy model? Somebody just posted that not too recently. She was stunning. So yeah, they got some good genes on the Italian side of the family. I wish I could pull that up quickly, but unfortunately I don't think I can. So sorry. Artie has his paycheck sent to his mother's house because he spent it all on drugs, I bet. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I totally think that he has no money. You know, I don't know anything because God knows I have called every single human being that I know from that the Stern world, and not a single human being has heard from him. So it's kind of curious to me that like Florentine would be the one to impart this information to say on Z, but okay, you know, if that's what the case is, then so be it. And we all wish him luck and, you know, hope that he gets through this, whatever. We've all said this before. So not really going to talk about it anymore. All right, so that's all I have for you guys. I can't even believe I lasted 40 minutes of blathering incoherently to you. Here's the cute little delicious Naomi Hana for all of you to see from Deborah. And it'll be very, very interesting. I don't even know if he's on tomorrow. Is he? I mean, tomorrow. Listen to me. It's Friday. Don't even know if he's on Monday. But yeah, so we'll be taping a show this weekend and we'll do a weeks in review and whatever. We still owe you a score show and we still owe you a couple of shows, but we'll get around to it because God knows what else do we have to do. Thank you, Mark. I love you too. All right, guys. So thanks for joining me, okay, what does D want to say? I just tried to cancel my Sirius Radio $15 a month bill. They charge $5 a month now. I told them I wanted to leave because Howard goes on vacation too much. Yes. So actually, a lot of times they will send you a survey after you have canceled and ask why you've canceled. And one of the answers actually is because of Howard Stern. So yeah, I add it down to like nothing practically. Let's see what two messages says. Florentine was on the podcast that interviewed Goodstein, and maybe someone can decipher what he said about Artie. Yeah, I'm kind of friendly with Doug. I didn't really look at that thing that Doug was on. Doug looked kind of weird, to be honest with you. I don't know what was going on there. But yeah, I don't know enough. Oh, look who's here, Gary. Oh my God, Marion from Brooklyn show. You know what? I can't imagine that anybody, as it is, hearing her for 3 minutes on the air with Howard is enough to make you choke on your own vomit. So I cannot imagine doing an entire show of her. I dislike her so greatly. You know, people like that who are, you know, the word fan comes from fanatic, and she is a fanatic. Like, she's actually a little bit insane. And, you know, that little 11 and a half minutes of fame completely gets to her head. And I cannot stand her sense of entitlement, the way she talks to, like, Michael Rappaport, or how she screams at people, like, on air. And, you know, they give her full rein to be that person. And I have no comments about her other than, do you guys remember when I videotaped her taking pictures in front of the Late Show? I should revisit that one day. And you guys should actually listen to the interview I did with Marianne when I caught up with her dressed like a fucking princess in front of AGT, like the weirdo that she is. Yeah. All right. That's all I got. Okay. Yeah. All right. You know, I know you didn't like him, but we needed an Eric the Midget show. You know what? I would love to do an Eric the Midget show, but I would love for you guys to convince me that I'm wrong, that I hated him so very, very much that I would change the channel every single time he was on. And I think it's because he spoke really slowly and it just drove me insane. And getting anything out of him took forever. I do regret that I wasn't on Twitter or Instagram when he was, to just, you know, abuse him and pick on him, because I thought that would be the most delicious thing you could humanly do. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the Eric thing. I guess I'm not going to be the one to get the thing, the clips for it. Scott. So I've spoken to Scott a couple of times on the phone. He did sign an NDA. He is really not allowed to talk about anything Stern show, specifically Stern related. So that's kind of like a dead in the water thing. I will tell you that there are two or three people. Here's a little fun little tidbit. There's two or three people who are actually coming off of NDA, like their 5 or 7 year NDAs are almost up. So I am really, really hopeful that one or two of them will come on air one day and just really shoot the shit. And I spoke to somebody the other day about it. And this person said to me, well, what are the things you really want to know about Howard? You know, give me 10 things you want to know about Howard. And I was kind of put on the spot a little bit. And I was like, well, you know, if I go by anything that happens on the forum, you know, is Howard gay? You know, what's the timeline of him meeting Beth? Did he ever cheat on Beth? Does he wear a wig? What was the story with his relationship with Allison, and did he cheat on Allison? Things like that. Yeah, this guy said, I can absolutely answer all of those questions for you. Absolutely. Every single one of them. And so that would be like amazing. And I will tell you also that Dominic Barbara, has a shit ton of dirt. Oh my God. The stuff he told me off air would make your head spin. But I'm going to wait for him, because I am going to do another like 2 or 3 shows with him. And it'll be kind of like his legacy to leave the world with. And we'll talk about, you know, his cases with the Buttafuoco's and, oh, that horrible woman who drove her car the wrong way on the to Connick or wherever she was and killed her whole family, aunt, whatever her name was. And yeah, just some of his really great cases and some of his, you know, amazing juicy little tidbits about Howard. So yeah, we're going to do that at some point. Yeah, he cheated on Nelson with Judith Reagan. Do you think? You know, I don't know. I don't know that. I mean, I like it. I like where you're going with this. I like the cut of your jib. But I don't know any of that. So I don't know. Yeah, I would love to have Scott DePace on. Oh, aside from cheating. Well, sorry. I skipped one. Yeah, Dominic had actually just gotten over COVID, as you may or may not know. So yeah, he did sound like shit. And I had offered to actually drive over to Palm Beach and set him up with like a mic and with his computer and set all his stuff up. But you know what? He had fucking COVID. Where was I going? I'm going nowhere near him. And then he went back into the hospital. He had some sort of infection or something. And I spoke to him last week, Friday, I think it was. And he was supposed to be getting out of the hospital this week. So who knows? Who knows what's going on with him? I don't believe he didn't tap Jenna. Not going to lie. Oh, my God. I heard another little really good piece of gossip. I'm going to wait for the score show for it, though. And we'll let Mr. Whiskers tell you this. So interview Dominic Barber by yourself, please. Yeah, I might. I mean, you know, it depends. If Johnny wants to be there, of course, I have to let him. So that's whatever. Are Howard and Vince McMahon at odds? No wrestlers on the show. No, anybody on the show anymore. What are you talking about? No, anybody. How would you even think about wrestlers, you know, when there's like Gilbert and comedians and people that would be funny? But, you know, in the time of COVID, everything has changed. So here's a man sitting in his basement, you know, wondering what everybody else's fucking house looks like. And the only people that he's had on are people that he's had on like 17 times before, you know. And this is like a perfect time for him to be doing amazing interviews. Everybody's sitting at home, especially narcissistic stars, you know, all sitting at home with absolutely nothing to do. How is it that he can't have on somebody every single day? Somebody super good. And I don't even know what super good means anymore. But seriously, he can have on like tons of people. So in terms of him, you know, wrestlers are probably seven steps down the rung from Seth Rogen, you know, and 20 steps down the rung from Gilbert. So I don't think that's ever going to happen. I really, really don't. WWE doesn't have high enough ratings, even though it's on Fox. Yeah, but you know what? I kind of feel like they do currently because everybody's so desperate for sports that maybe, I mean, it's not sport. I get that. But, you know, maybe it's getting a little bit more attention now since there's really nothing else on. So who knows? Tell what us now. No, you're going to have to wait. Okay. It's just about somebody I heard about somebody that Howard, banged while he was with Beth. And yeah, I'm going to have to wait on that. I don't want to speak out of school. Just want to make sure that I ask the person who told me and they say it's okay. But it's somebody who's an actress who you definitely know and you've never heard of her being with him. But I am being told that he absolutely stopped her. So yeah. Yeah, it would be amazing if I got Gilbert. I was so close at one point, but then, you know, they all thought that we were like a Howard hate podcast and nobody ever, ever, ever wanted to talk bad about Howard. So, you know, since those days of doing that podcast, which is really like 4 years ago, I can't believe we've been doing it as long as we have. I can't believe we haven't run out of things to talk about. But yeah, a lot of people, when we first started doing it, because we were just really so crude and rude and monstrous, it was very, very hard to get people on. And we were really close to getting Gilbert on, but we would have fucked it up anyway. You know, I regret many of those early interviews that we did, not going to lie. I think it's really hard to do an interview with more than two people on air. So it's, yeah, I would change that for going forward. I would, you know, I would love to have redone the Cumia interview and done something completely different. So I texted with him. I have not spoken to him again, but I do know that he has an NDA now, and he made a better deal with them in terms of the severance that he got. So he had legal representation. I had given him a couple of people to call. I don't know if he actually used any of them, but I didn't think it was my place to ask, you know? So I don't know enough. Sorry. Yeah. Scott's not going to talk about anything. Yeah. Allison's grandmother. Fond godmother. Yeah, no, she's married to grandpa. So she's definitely a grandma. I'm shocked she hasn't mentioned it on her Instagram. So it'll be very interesting if he is on a Monday, whether or not it's a something. I think it should just be you and one other person interview. Yeah, I agree. I mean, when we're three people, it's too many. It's as it is, nobody can hear me when I'm talking and we all jump all over each other. It's so fucking horrible. But yeah, that's what it is. What is this? Mo, what if you taped important interviews one-on-one with you, then played them back for full cast live shows? Would that work? Yeah, of course it would. You know, it depends on the person. Like with the Elliot thing, since I knew I had him for such a short amount of time, it would not have been worth it to have two people on with it. But if somebody's, you know, if John or Dennis is passionate about the person that I'm going to interview, then of course I would invite them to do it with me. That said, you know, like with the Artie thing, which was kind of weird and, you know, was last minute me being able to get a hold of John. Sometimes these people call you and say, you know, can we do it in like 15 minutes? And it's like, oh, okay. You know, I've done no studying of you. I don't know enough about you. I haven't done any research and, you know, you want to come on air. And so it's kind of hard when you do something like that. Like even this thing, you know, here we are, we're on 51 minutes. I have no idea what I've even talked about. I got to be honest with you. So yeah, I don't know. What's this? What happened to being in the same room for interviews? Obviously post plague. Well, that's a weird question. So why? Yeah, I don't think anybody really wants to be. Well, I'm not having anybody come to my apartment to do interviews. I mean, I think everything and pretty much everybody, you know, not everybody's in New York City. So it's kind of hard to be in a room with anybody anymore. I don't think that's happening right now. All right. Yes, of course she did. Well, let Armin Dennis argue with the tapes, LOL. Yeah, I think that's actually a really, really funny idea. I'm kind of digging that. And one of our guys, I think Scott Bala, where are you? He has a quiz show that he wants to do with us. We had done one once before, and he has a quiz show that he wants to do. So I think we're all going to participate in that, and we're going to do a quiz, and it'll be amazing. Yeah, New York is killing me. It really is. I'm really upset about what's happening here. I'm saddened to think that when my lease is up here that I may not renew, and I'm not really sure what I would do if that was the case. So I'm kind of freaked out about it, not going to lie. You know, if you looked out my window right now, you know, it's a Friday night, it would be packed with traffic, it would be like bustling streets, people would just be getting out of Broadway shows now at 11 o'clock, you know, going for a late dinner, going for like cocktails at the Russian place around the corner for like frozen vodka, and there's just nobody. It's just dead. It's just a dead city. It's horrible. I'm very saddened by it. Can you get Elisa Jordana? She's kind of fame thirsty. Yeah, probably. I mean, she follows me on, you know, her guy that she's friends with wanted me to come on her show. She's starting up her thing again. I don't know. But whatever. I don't know. Scott, okay. Aren't we going to do like a quiz show, Scott Bala? Didn't you have something that you wanted to line up for us and do like a fun little silly quiz show for us? I think that would be really, really fun. That would be like a cool show to do. You know, we like to do fun shows, unlike some other podcasts that do Howard Stern kind of stuff, which actually are perfect for when you need to go to sleep, like NPR or something like that. You know, when stuff gets a little too turgid or, you know, too talky, it kind of bores me to tears. So yeah, I want to do something fun. So Scott, if you can do that, that would be kind of amazing. Oh my God. You're not even kidding. I can't tell you how many times I've talked about, you know, leaving here completely and go get a farm down in Argentina, put my money in Paraguay, and then just live large down in Argentina. That would be like amazing. I'd also get like, you know, weigh 500 pounds more. Yes, you are correct, sir. That's all we need to say. All right, so awesome, guys. So look, we almost had 200 people on here live on a impromptu Friday night at 11 o'clock. The host of what? Well, who hinted you guys might join forces. Is that true? I love both shows. Would be great to see crossover. Who are these podcasts, right? Okay, yeah. So I did, I talked to them, I don't know, last week or something. I talked to so many freaking people. I have no idea. Yeah. So yeah, we'll definitely do a crossover show. I think that it would be a lot of fun. I'll definitely have Sam on as well. And we can just like talk gossip. I would love to do that as well. And there's this guy who does this show called Barbecue Central. And we talked about doing a crossover show, which I thought would be super, super fun. So there's a couple of people I would do that with. You know, I just, I don't know. Where would one find, what? Shack up with Dr. I don't know what you're talking about, Jack. I don't know what you're talking about. Where would one find these other I don't know. You can go look for them. I'm pretty sure they're all over the place. Just Google them. I'm sure you'll find them. I love you too, Rob. All right. So, yeah, I guess I was wrapping up like a half hour ago, but here we are at an hour. So now I'm going to wrap up and now I'm going to go back to watching Nosferatu. And that's it. That is it for my night. So thank you for joining me. Congratulations, Grandpa and Grandma and Mama and Pop Pops and all that fun stuff. And we'll see you soon. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. Oh, right. Mengele is supposed to be in Argentina. No, he died. Don't you remember? All right. Guys, love you. Thank you for joining me. Sorry that it was just me solo, but I just felt like this would be like a fun little something that we could talk about. Oh my God, me too. How much fun would that be? Oh my God, I would love that too. I agree. All right, cool. Now I'm going to go. Yes, 1,000% he does. And guess what? He blocked me as soon as he found out about me. And the same day that he blocked me, Ralph blocked me. Fucking assholes. So yeah, whatever. Who cares? All right, smelly bellies. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great night and have an awesome weekend. Love you all. Bye.